Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, one of the icons of the Irish summer is the 99 creamy ice cream cone topped with a chocolatey flake. And this time last year, you might remember, some fans started stockpiling flakes when rumours swirled about a shortage of the crumbly chocolate sticks. But over the past few weeks, ice cream sellers and cone connoisseurs alike have been complaining that the flakes in our 99s have become too crumbly. So what's going on? Well, joining me now on the line is expert Yasmin Khan, who's co-owner of Teddy's Ice Cream in Dunleary in County Dublin. Good morning, Yasmin.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. I'd say it was a good weekend for you, was it?
Oh, it was fabulous. Absolutely fabulous. And it's beautiful today as well.
So lots of people buying cones, but is there a problem with the flake?
There is. They moved the manufacturing to Egypt, and the quality of the product isn't great.
Mm-hmm. So you saw this last year, didn't you?
We did, yeah. It started kind of at the end of the previous year, and then last year there was huge losses on the product. And, you know, for us, a 99 is really, really important. You know, we, as much as we do other products, our big seller is the 99, and people have little traditions and routines that they do with their 99. Some people like to eat the flake first. Some people like to put it into the centre of their ice cream, you know. And when, if you get a product that when you pick it up, it just breaks up in your hand, it's no good.
Mm-hmm. So it's the people, I'd say, who eat the flake first that have the biggest problem with a crumbly piece of chocolate.
Well, yes. And when we were putting them in, they were breaking up, you know, with our guys who are making the 99s. We're finding it really difficult because when they pick the flake up, it would just break up in their hands.
So it might be in one piece in the box, which is fine. But as soon as you go to use it, it's in bits.
It's in bits. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And now, in saying that, there was a lot of breakage in the boxes when you would open them as well.
Mm-hmm. So obviously there's a cost factor there for you, Yasmin.
Oh, it's huge. It's huge. We were at about over 40% loss on the flakes last year.
And do people complain to you about this?
Well, they do. What we had to do was be a little bit inventive and sell ice creams rolled in flake instead. So we were kind of trying to cover our losses.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, I wouldn't be happy with it. I love a 99, and I wouldn't be happy with somebody giving me that and having to put two pieces of broken flake into it instead of making, you know, it should be a quality product and you should get what you want.
Yeah, I mean, rolling it in flake, nice, but not a 99, is it?
No. Nothing beats a 99 for Irish people. They love it.
Now, since the production moved to Egypt, I know lots of ice cream sellers like yourself, they complained about what was happening with the flakes breaking up. And they did change how they packaged them. But it seems as though the problems are not fully sorted.
Well, it's not the packaging that was the issue, really. I mean, they've changed the packaging, but they've only changed the packaging to be more eco-friendly. They've gone to a brown box. It's nothing to do with the fact that the product was inferior.
But they insist, though, that it's the same recipe, it's the same product. They say nothing has changed.
Well, you know, they're saying that, but they also admitted they had an issue with the production last year and that there was a problem with them. But they've now rectified it, so any flakes that are dated for the end of this year onwards should be a better product.
Okay, a listener says, why not use a twirl instead of a flake, Yasmin?
It's not a 99. I mean, listen, if you come up to me and say, can I please have a twirl in my ice cream instead of a flake, we're happy enough to do whatever you want. That's our job. But it's not a 99.
Mm-hmm.
What we have done is try to source other products that will be just as good or better, because it's really created a massive problem. And it's not only us, it's across the board. There are complaints coming in from every direction, you know, any 99 sellers. They just, all the prices have gone up, the price of your base mixes and so forth. So to try and sustain this is really, really difficult.
And have you found any flake-like product that might do the job?
We have found one, And we tested it. I've tried it. You know, our families have tried it, and it's really good.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really durable. And, well, I'm not going to say I prefer the taste, but it's just as good. So we're going to try it out and see, you know, what people think about it.
Oh, when are you going to try it out?
Well, you see, if I told you, then people would know the difference. I need to know if they do or not.
Okay, but it's coming. The flake-like chocolate piece is coming to Teddy's. Yasmin, thank you so much, and we wish you well for the season. Yasmin Khan, their co-owner of Teddy's Ice Cream. We'll be back after this.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.